Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist, joins us now. And Kim, the big stories this week, low water levels on the Mississippi, as well as hard red winter wheat prices. Let's start off with those river levels.
If you look at the Mississippi River, the concern there is getting corn, soybeans, and some soft red winter wheat that's been sold for export down to the Louisiana Gulf so that we can load them out. That water level gets any lower, then we're going to have problems. We won't be able to meet those export contracts. Of course, that's supporting the wheat prices. And if that happens, you can't get that corn down to export in it on the world market, then there's going to be higher demand for hard red winter wheat that we can get for export.
And, of course, we all want some rain around here as well. Hard red winter wheat, what's going on with the prices?
Well, right now, if you look at, compare our hard red winter wheat prices to the world wheat prices, our prices are above that. It's a example of that is our exports are below where we'd like for them to be. I think what the market's doing is protecting our hard red winter wheat, making sure we have the drought, making sure that we have hard red winter wheat for our millers as we get into the next marketing year.
Okay, and then in terms of prices, why are ours higher than the world prices that you're seeing?
Well, I think it's the market protecting our wheat. Plus, we've got Argentina, their harvest is going on right now, getting near the end of it, and they've got quite a bit of wheat that they want to move out, and they have a tendency to move it out earlier in their marketing year. You've got Australia, their harvest is getting close to ending in the next month. Again, export competition there, moving it out. Canada's harvest is, spring harvest is over. Their prices are slightly lower than ours, and they're moving that out into the market too. We're protecting ours. Their harvest is fresh. They're moving that on the market. The analysts say that it may be after March before the market prices get up to where our levels are and our export demand increases.
Okay, and that window for exports plays into that as well?
You bet it does, because we've got that sideways movement in our prices right now, and that will probably continue through January, maybe February.
Okay, with that sideways pattern, we've talked a lot about that. How do harvest prices look?
Well, you look at the July contract, that price is above the March Kansas City Board of Trade contract prices, which tells you the tightness of stocks expected for next year. Also, that July contract price trend is up, where the March price contract trend is sideways. And so that says there's concern about this crop, there's concern about wheat stocks, and that tells you why prices are where they are.
Okay, and a lot of producers, kind of some chatter, will we see that $10 wheat?
Well, I'm going to guarantee them $10 wheat by saying there's a minuscule chance that we'll ever see cash wheat prices at $10. I think maybe $9.50, $10, not a chance. That means we'll probably see them before we get into the next harvest.
Kim, you're never wrong, are you?
Never.
Okay. Kim Anderson, we'll see you next week. Thanks a lot.